In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Nobody ever said the PC market was easy. HP takes a hit. We have the latest.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. While HP Inc. has an announcement, it said it expects to cut thousands of jobs over the next 3 years. The hardware business, formerly of Hewlett-Packard, announced the plans as part of a larger restructuring initiative. The PC market is seeing some tough times, and it needs to look no further than the hardware business in general as an example of how a once thriving enterprise can struggle. It is not easy to push hardware these days. Issuing a lower-than-expected earnings guidance for next year, HP plans to adjust profits for the fiscal year of 2017. As far as job cuts go, it won't be of any consolation to those finding themselves out of work. However, it could help HP stay alive in a very unpromising PC market. So that's where we're at. Let's get to the bottom of what it all means. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Don Clark. Welcome, Don. So let's talk about the state of affairs that led to this restructuring. How had HP been doing on the sales front?
So let's just keep in mind that this is HP, the smaller HP that was one half of the former Hewlett-Packard Co.,
right,
which broke up in the fall. And so that company got smaller in that regard and has always already trimmed about 3,000 employees. Basically, the company which sells PCs and printers has been trying to focus itself and basically has been selling Wall Street on the fact that it generates a lot of cash. Even though those businesses aren't really growing, they can offer big dividends and generally keep shareholders happy even though they're not growing.
So officially, what does it plan to do by way of restructuring, by way of job cuts, and what would this plan save the company?
Basically, it's not a very draconian cut for a company with 50,000 employees. Mm. They're going to cut 3,000 to 4,000 over the next 3 years. And in some cases, the company says those people won't actually be on the street. They'll go to some outsourced company that is taking over operations that HP used to do internally. But it expects the restructuring to generate $350 million to $500 million in charges to its earnings and produce annual savings of $200 million to $300 million starting in its 2020 fiscal year.
I see. And the company in September agreed to buy Samsung's printer business for quite the pretty penny. Is that where the money is? Is that what's next for them?
Basically, you know, they've always been number one in the kind of desktop printers. Now they want to go after Xerox and others in the kind of printers that are sort of the multifunction, multi-user office printer copier machines. It's called the A3 copier world. Samsung makes engines, the internal components for those. So by buying Samsung, HP hopes to kind of accelerate its efforts in that new printer area and also basically have more control of its own technical destiny.
And 3D printing as well, does that come into play here at all?
Since 3D printing is an even longer-term bet for the company. They have developed a very big 3D system using a kind of a unique set of technologies that they think will be much more suited for, you know, fairly significant volume manufacturing, not exactly factory, huge volumes, but thousands of parts. And they think that they can really shake up that market.
All right, we'll see if that's next to come. Don Clark, thanks as always.
Very good, thanks.
Once again, we've been speaking to the Journal's Don Clark. For more, you can check out his story at WSJ.com. And for more podcasts, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. So ends another Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting for The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.